Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless.
This is Day 43 of Joshua, Volume 2, Living the Victorious Life. Today's title is Wise Words for Faithful Living. J.I. Packer said, "Faithfulness is our business. Fruitfulness is an issue that we must be content to leave with God." Our text today is Joshua 22, verses 1 through 6. At that time, Joshua summoned the Reubenites and the Gadites and the half-tribe of Manasseh and said to them, "You have kept all that Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, and have obeyed my voice in all that I have commanded you. You have not forsaken your brothers these many days, down to this day, but you have been careful to keep the charge of the Lord your God. And now the Lord your God has given rest to your brothers, as he promised them. Therefore turn and go to your tents in the land where your possession lies, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you on the other side of the Jordan. Only be very careful to observe the commandment and the law that Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, to love the Lord your God, and to walk in all his ways, and to keep his commandments, and to cling to him, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul." So Joshua blessed them and sent them away, and they went to their tents. Joshua commended the Reubenites, Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh. Even though they chose to settle on the eastern side of Jordan River, these men fought courageously to assist the other tribes to possess the promised land. After Joshua celebrated their efforts, he would release them to go back to their own families and land. But before Joshua sent them on their way, he reminded them of God's word. Joshua challenged these tribes to keep God's commandments that Moses had given them. Then Joshua gave them short but significant statements that would be paramount principles for their walk with God. Here are the statements of challenge that Joshua identified. Love God, walk in his ways, keep his commandments, cling to him, serve him with all your heart and soul. This is an incredible list of wisdom for godly living. Joshua blesses the 2.5 tribes and sends them back to the homes they chose east of the Jordan River. As their spiritual leader, Joshua did everything he could to set these tribes up for spiritual victories. However, words of wisdom don't always translate into successful spiritual lives. Unless acted upon, powerful statements remain mere declarations without the power of transformation. In James 1:22-25, the half-brother of Jesus emphasized the need for hearing and obeying God's word. He said, "But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks intently at his natural face in a mirror. For he looks at himself and goes away and at once forgets what he looks like. But the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, being no hearer who forgets but a doer who acts, he will be blessed in his doing." It wouldn't take long for these tribes to intermarry with their enemies and allow false religions to intermingle with their faith in God. It would be their isolation from the rest of Israel that would ultimately lead to their downfall and destruction. They settled for life outside of God's best and paid a heavy price for their decisions. Warren Wiersbe explains the tribe's plight by going back to their intentional decision to settle east of the Jordan River. As the men of Reuben, Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh make their way east and past landmarks that brought back memories of the great things God had done, their hearts began to disturb them. Happy as they were to being home, it wasn't easy to say goodbye to their brothers and leave behind the nearness of the priesthood and the tabernacle. They were leaving the land that God had promised to bless. Yes, they were going home to the land that they had chosen for themselves, but somehow they began to feel isolated from the nation of Israel. When you read and ponder Numbers 32, you discover that there is no record that Moses consulted the Lord about this decision. The thing Moses was most concerned about was that the men of Reuben, Gad, and Manasseh do their share in the fighting of the enemy and conquering the promised land. And this they agreed to do. Moses' first response was that of anger mingled with fear, lest God judge the nation as he had Kadesh Barnea. Perhaps this first reaction was the right one. There's no question that Canaan was God's appointed land for his people. Anything short of Canaan wasn't what he wanted for them. The 2.5 tribes made their decision, not based on spiritual values, but based on material gain, for the land east of the Jordan was ideal for raising cattle. I'm reminded of the decision Lot made when he pitched his tent toward Sodom in Genesis 13. In both instances, the people walked by sight and not by faith. By making this decision, the people of Reuben, Gad, and Manasseh divided the nation and separated themselves from the blessing of the land of Canaan. They were farther away from the tabernacle and closer to the enemy. They became what I call borderline believers. You'll recall that Egypt represents the world, and Canaan pictures the believer's inheritance in Christ. The wilderness wanderings represent the experience of believers who don't enter by faith into the rest God has for them. The 2.5 tribes portray believers who have experienced the blessings and battles of Canaan, their inheritance in Christ, but prefer to live on the border, outside God's appointed place of blessing. Questions for today. Think about the words of wisdom that God gave these tribes as they departed. Their lives would have been dramatically different if they would have obeyed God's word through Joshua. Which of these statements are you obeying, and which ones are you ignoring? And why? Love God, walk in all his ways, keep his commandments, cling to him, serve him with all your heart and soul. When it comes to God's word, why is it so tempting to be a hearer only? What keeps you from being a doer of God's word? How can isolation lead to complacency in your Christian journey? Join me in prayer. Lord, thank you for your word, and thank you that you empower us to not only hear it, but to act it out in our lives. I pray that your Holy Spirit would be present with us, so that we can live into the promised land that you have for each one of us. In Christ's name, amen. Thank you.